RadioSt.Pete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan. Job Talk with Dean Logan is presented in part by Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast. Eagle Datagistics, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, in downtown St. Petersburg, it's Eagle Datagistics. Now, let's go live to our studio on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg, the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Now, with Job Talk, here's Dean Logan. And welcome to Job Talk with Dean Logan. Filling in for Dean today is Joe Bordeaux. And the topic, as always, on this program is jobs. And clearly a major creator of jobs, not only in this country, but in St. Petersburg, would be the creation of new businesses, be they small independent franchises or independently owned non-franchised businesses. But either way, the creation of a new business normally requires some form of financing. And the leader in the financing of the franchised businesses across the United States is a company by the name of Benetrends. It is in the Philadelphia area, but it finances franchisees not only here in Tampa Bay, but across the entire country. And our guest today on the program is the president and CEO of Benetrends, Rocco Fiorentino. Rocco, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe, and thanks so much for allowing me to be on the program today.
Well, we're happy to have you. So let's just start with a little description of the company Benetrends. Maybe take a high-level look at the ways Benetrends finances small business entrepreneurs, and then we'll dig down into a bit of detail.
Sure, Joe. Well, what we do here at Benetrends is we provide funding options, a number of types of funding options for small businesses. And those businesses can certainly be franchise businesses and also independent businesses. Our Rainmaker product, which is a rollover for a business startup, is the most popular product. And that product specifically allows an individual to utilize their 401k funds or their IRA funds that they've put away over the years to start a new retirement plan and have that new plan invest into their new business. One of the simplest ways I always describe the program simply is, if you were to be working at Microsoft for 20 years and decided to take a job at Apple, you probably would take your 401k funds from Microsoft and convert them and switch them over to Apple because that's the new company you're working at. We would do the same thing. We'd start a new retirement plan. We would manage the plan for you just the way your former provider did, and we would allow that new plan to invest into the new business, the new franchise model that you chose, and you will be operating as the owner. And I'll tell you, we've put tens of thousands of folks into business. It's so great to see all these entrepreneurs finally live their dream. A lot of our clients are in their 40s, early 50s, and maybe are corporate refugees and may think that they're not in a position to go get another job for another 20 years again. But they're certainly too young to retire, and frankly, they may not have enough money to retire on for the rest of their life. A lot of cases, we've got folks that have $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 in their retirement funds. And frankly, all of us are living longer. And if you're going to retire in the 50s or 60s, I'm not sure that $200,000, $300,000, or $400,000 will support you for as long as you plan on living. So to invest that money into a new business and have that business grow, keep yourself busy, have a job, and have an asset worth a lot more than when you started with has been really the plan. So that's been our biggest product, and certainly we're also a large SBA lender too. So we do a lot of SBA funding, government-backed lending for individuals, for new and even existing businesses.
Well, Rocco, I know that a lot of people, when they first think of dipping into their 401k, their retirement plans, they immediately think, well, there must be a penalty, and is this a dangerous thing to do with the IRS and all of those kinds of concerns. But I understand Benetrends invented this concept more than 30 years ago.
Yeah, our founder, Lynn Fisher, is an ERISA attorney, and back in the early 80s, he was able to work with the IRS and the Department of Labor and create the Rainmaker Plan. The IRS today fondly calls this the rollover for business startups. And frankly, what Lynn did was he was able to explain to the IRS that certainly if you can give your money to a financial planner and allow him to invest it into good companies and bad, such as Enron or General Motors when they had their tough days, why wouldn't you be able to invest it into a business that you would be operating? So to answer your question, Joe, if you do the Rainmaker in the right way, there are no tax penalties and there are no taxes. All the taxes are still deferred because, don't forget, you're not taking the money out to use it for you personally. All you're doing is creating another retirement plan that will choose to invest into a new business that you will be operating. So because that is the case, there is really no income tax due and there are no early withdrawal penalties.
How about the paperwork aspect of this? Do you have to keep it up on an annual basis? What does the IRS require?
Yeah, so just like any other 401k plan, it has to be managed, and there will be a tax return at the end of the year. It's called a 5500 filing. So we manage the plans for all of our accounts and our clients, and we would just send you an annual statement on your retirement plan on how it's doing. But the cool thing about it is, unlike borrowing money from the bank or taking a second mortgage out on your home, it really isn't a loan, so there is no debt service. So when you start your new business, you're really debt-free. Again, your retirement plan invested into the business and bought stock into the business, so there's no real repayment plan. And you do still have a real live retirement plan, so when you do get profitable, you put the money back in the plan and you start to rebuild your plan, but you still have the asset of the new business.
I see. Well, that's the Benetrends Rainmaker Plan. You also mentioned that you handle a lot of SBA work, SBA lending as well. What role would Benetrends play in this when, you know, an individual entrepreneur could presumably just simply go to the bank themselves?
Yeah, well, so good question. What we do is we help entrepreneurs with the process of SBA. So we're really a packager. And what that means in detail is that a lot of folks have never ever applied for an SBA loan before, and there is a stigmatism out there that says, oh my God, SBA loans are so difficult to get. Couldn't be farther from the truth, Joe. Today, the SBA is alive and well, and the process, although it is a process, there is a way to get through it, and we help those folks with the application. We select the preferred lender to send it to, and then we get the deal done. So we are the intermediary between the borrower and the lender. So we make it somewhat painless for the borrower to go through the process. We stay with them through the whole process all the way through closing, and we select the type of bank we think would have the appetite for the type of loan. So for example, if you were to open a hamburger stand versus a health club, some banks prefer not to lend to food service businesses. Some banks prefer not to lend to health clubs. So we find the right bank for the right borrower, and we try to pair them up. So we're really kind of a financial matchmaker, if you will. And we do help through the whole process. All of the paperwork goes through our office. We do the initial underwriting. So we'll take a look at the application, understand what may be missing, work with the client to get it completed, and then send it to the lender when it's fully completed and ready to go. And the lenders, we've got a 97% approval ratio, and any fees that we charge are totally refundable if, in fact, we cannot get you an approval with the lender.
Wow, that's a powerful statement. How do you do that? How can you perform on a guarantee like that?
Well, you know, fortunately we do enough business that we can take a look at the initial application, and most people are qualified. They just don't realize how to put the application together. If there are no assets available and there's really nothing we could do, we tell them early on. We don't go through the process. But once we do the underwriting in here, that's when we would recommend that the client engage with us, and that's when we go ahead and process the application and send it to several lenders, not just one, and see which lender would be most competitive. Very similar to some of the websites out there when you want to do a mortgage, they all kind of jockey for position and want to bid on your business. So we do the same thing on the SBA side. We may send it to three or four preferred SBA lenders, And those lenders would call us back and say, we like this loan. We'll take a look at it. We're willing to go 10 years at 5.5%. Another bank may call us and say, we're willing to go 7 years at 6%. So they'll all be a little more competitive about the business if it's something they like. Like I said, every bank has somewhat of a different appetite for the types of businesses they want to lend to at that time of the year. So a very interesting business, but SBA is absolutely alive and well.
We are speaking with Rocco Fiorentino, the president and CEO of Benetrends. You can read about them at benetrends.com. And in my knowledge of the company, Rocco, I know that in addition to the 401k rollover financing, the Rainmaker program that Benetrends invented, and SBA lending, you provide some other services to small business entrepreneurs.
We do, Joe, and thank you for asking. We are a full-service insurance agency, and as one would imagine, anytime someone goes into business, they're going to need a commercial insurance policy for their property and casualty, for their business owner's liability, and in a lot of cases, if they're leaving their job, they're probably going to need health insurance as well. So we are a full-service agency, and based on the type of business you're going into, we can provide the correct type of insurance. I always pride ourselves on understanding the brand and or the concept that you're going to invest in and own and operate. And by saying that, what I mean is I don't think anyone wants to be underinsured, and I certainly don't think anyone wants to pay to be overinsured. So there's always, you know, the right amount of insurance based on the risk tolerance or the type of business. So we evaluate that first. We do a full evaluation of the type of business you're in and the category and the class, and then again, find a carrier that likes that type of business to get the most efficient and economical premium for the type of insurance they'll need.
Payroll as well as part of the portfolio.
We do, yes. We certainly provide payroll. Most people that start to own a new business were never on the employer side. They've been an employee and always receiving the paycheck instead of writing the paycheck. So a lot of times it's new for a lot of folks. And if they're there running their businesses every day, they're not going to really want to be bogged down with the administrative functions of doing payroll. Payroll is, you know, high-tech today, so you can do it from your iPhone. Once we set the account up, all you have to do is plug in the hours for the employees, and then we press a button and everything gets done. We also take care of all the federal and state and local taxes and everything else that has to do with payroll, so you're not bothered with it. Take care of all that for you. We also will do some accounting and bookkeeping for the clients as well if they so choose to.
Rocco Fiorentino, the president and CEO of Benetrends. Rocco, you have not always been in the business of financing. You have quite a background personally in business and in franchising. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. I happen to have been a franchisor and a franchisee over my career. I've spent the last 25 years in the franchising business. Started out as a franchisor in the food service business. Was in the bagel business when the bagel shops back in the 80s were very popular, and then sold to a publicly traded company and did very well. From there, I was able to become a franchisee of Krispy Kreme, the world-famous donuts, and I was a franchisee for about 7 years with Krispy Kreme. So been on both sides of the fence, franchisee and franchisor, and now I have the unique opportunity to work with franchisees and franchisors in growing their businesses and getting their new franchise candidates funded to open in new markets. So it's been a real, real lot of fun for me.
Rocco, let's talk a little bit about franchising. You mentioned earlier that folks who are not ready to retire yet, either by virtue of their age or by their portfolio, their financial portfolio, might want to consider investing in a business, investing in a franchise. As a board member of the International Franchise Association, maybe comment a little bit about franchising opportunities in general.
Yeah, I mean, I believe franchising is a great, great way to go into business for yourself, but certainly not by yourself. And I do sit on the board of directors, Joe, for the International Franchise Association, and that allows me to have access to over 2,000 different brands, 2,000 different franchisors that are involved in many types of concepts, from hauling junk to moving furniture to healthcare to food service to almost any service, mechanical services. And it's been an amazing opportunity for folks that really wanted to get in the business but didn't know how to start or where to start. or how to look and feel professional and how to really take advantage of a system so that you have the buying power of a larger brand, you have a national brand look and feel, and really jump in and do what you do best. Get in your market and manage a brand in that market and really create something for yourself, create value for yourself. So to your question, if you were able to get your retirement funds and or an SBA loan and start a new business, you can grow that business and maybe add one or two or three units. One of the things that's very popular now within the International Franchise Association is almost every brand that's a member of the IFA today is certainly interested in multiple units. So they want their franchisees to become multi-unit operators. They don't want them to just run one unit. They have the ability with their systems to allow them to run more than one unit. So that gives them opportunity to grow, gives them opportunity to bring some family members in, and really take advantage of the opportunities the franchisors have to offer today.
And I think we can definitely point out that there's a tremendous amount of free information available on the International Franchise Association's website, which is franchise.org, that, you know, if you're just beginning to think about the possibility of going into business for yourself, and if you want to consider franchising, that the website is a great place to start. There are a number of articles that you can read. Plus, you have access to information about the brands, and in most cases, you fill out an application if you have an interest in a particular kind of business or a group of brands, and then you receive a document called a franchise disclosure document that talks about a lot of things. And so you are able to do research and go about the business in a very business-like way. And that is the world of franchising. When you decided to become a franchisee, what kind of drove you? Was it just how good the donuts tasted, or what?
Well, Joe, I was in the food business already. I was the franchisor of bagel shops around the country. Mm-hmm. But I started with one or two or three bagel shops and then realized quickly that we had a system, we had a model, we had a product that allowed us to be able to scale it and offer it to other folks who wanted to become franchisees. And a lot of us, you know, in our everyday lives, we're consumers. And we walk into retail stores, we walk into restaurants and say, boy, this is exciting, I'd love to own one of these. Well, that can absolutely happen. If it's a brand that is offering franchises, or at least a category that's offering franchises, whether it's a coffee shop, donut shop, hamburger shop, whatever it may be, or even one of the services, certainly even the UPS stores, I mean, you know, packing and shipping. Go in, you take your packages there over the Christmas holidays and say, wow, this looks like a great business. I should do this. So you can certainly go it on your own, or you can go with a franchise model. Either way, we've been funding folks that are doing both. Franchise, we do a lot of work in the franchise community, of course, and it's just a great way to get entrepreneurs out and living their dream every day.
Well, Rocco, in full disclosure, I'll let the folks know that I'm honored to serve on your board at Benetrends, and we've sat together at Franchise Association meetings, and I think that the folks listening to this who have an interest in going into business would be well advised to not only spend a lot of time at franchise.org to learn about franchising and the opportunities that are available, the risks that are involved, and all the rest of it, but also at Benetrends.com, where they can really find out a lot more in-depth information about what you do with your team. And it is a large team in the office outside Philadelphia. What will happen when someone calls the number and calls into your office?
Yeah, you know, Joe, I've been thinking about this a little bit, and I would offer up to you that I personally, as a serial entrepreneur, love to talk to folks about their opportunities, their dreams, about what they'd like to do, how they'd like to do it. And I was fortunate enough in my career to be mentored by some of the best in the business. So my email address is simply Rocco, R-O-C-C-O, at Benetrends.com, and our website is Benetrends.com. I certainly certainly would encourage anyone to either get on our site and send information to the info box, which is readily available on the website, and they would get a call back same day from any of our senior consultants, or email me directly at rocco@benetrends.com. I'd certainly love to talk about some of the opportunities available and what we've been doing in terms of funding all the different types of entrepreneurs and the brands they've been involved with. So I would love to do that. It's what I live for every day.
Our thanks to Rocco Fiorentino, the president and CEO of Benetrends. The website again is Benetrends, BENETRENDS.com. Pleasure having you with us today on Job Talk, Rocco. And Dean Logan will be back next time with another edition of Job Talk with Dean Logan here on RadioSt.Pete.com.
Joe, thank you so much for the opportunity, and you have yourself a great day.
You have been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Datagistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Datagistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg.
RadioSt.Pete.com.